For President Sata, he got 1,150,045 votes. And then runner-up, the former president, Rupia Banda, got 961,796. And then Hichilema, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema of UPND got 489,944 votes. Yes, Mr. Michael Sata has been declared, already been declared president by the Chief Justice, who is also the returning officer for the presidential election. And the inauguration will take place today because our law provides that once elected, once the result is declared for a presidential election, the president should be sworn in not later than 24 hours after the declaration.
Looking ahead, how do you think the Electoral Commission performed in this vote, especially when people express concern about the delay in the election results being released?
We have done very well. The preliminary reports that we've received from some of the international observers group have commended us for conducting a credible and transparent election. And in terms of the results, we've given ourselves a 48-hour target in which to declare the election results. And we just about managed that target. In fact, we were still within target because in one constituency, they were only able to vote the following day. And so we had given ourselves a 48-hour target from the close of poll. And at the time, we were declaring the election results. We still had, it was about about seven constituencies outstanding out of the 150 constituencies who were yet to deliver their election results due to logistical and terrain challenges. And there are six constituencies in Western Province that whose results we're still waiting for. But like was explained by our chairperson, that even if all the voters in those constituencies cast their vote in favor of Mr. Banda, he would still not have carried the day. And there is a provision in the law that provides for the commission to declare the results under such circumstances. So we did not see the need to wait for those constituencies.
Ms. Isaacs, you know, some opposition members were concerned and said the delay of the results can create unnecessary tension and that could skew the election results in favor of then incumbent president Rupia Banda. What do you make of those accusations?
Well, I think today's results speak for themselves. We have done our job and we have been vindicated as a commission. There was no delay as far as we are concerned in the results because we gave ourselves a 48-hour period in which to release the results. And this was agreed with the stakeholders. And there is a verification process. We are using the electronic transmission. And of course, we need to verify, make sure that what we receive is correct. So the verification process is important because you don't want to end up posting wrong results. Because once you post wrong results and, you know, have to go through correcting them, I mean, that causes unnecessary suspicion. So and I feel that the commission has vindicated. We can proudly say and openly, honestly say that we've done a good job and conducted a good election. No election is perfect, but we've done our best.
Ms. Isaacs, finally, what would be your message to Zambians?
Well, our message to Zambians to say that I think it's a lesson to all of us, that I think we need to have more faith and trust in our electoral process and the electoral commission. We've conducted an election which has been credible and transparent. A lot of hard work has gone into it. And as Zambians, let's just remain united, remain proud of the abilities that each and every one of us have. And we should be the first people to support ourselves, to give support to ourselves internally.